So with us this afternoon, we've got head girls basketball coach Corey Coble. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I really appreciate you guys having us on here.
Well, we're excited. And we've also got Marley Reynolds. We're going to be talking with her as well. So, Coach Coble, we've had a very, very different year. So kind of tell me what this has been like for you as being a head coach. You've got, you know, kids that you're trying to mentor, you're trying to coach, you've got a season that is basically scrapped. How are you looking at this next year? What are some of the things that you're hoping to gain from what you've learned and maybe see on the horizon?
Yeah, I think for all of our coaches and athletes, it's a new sense of appreciation for just getting to play the sport that you love. You know, we ended our season a week before basically everything got shut down, and just to have that feeling of maybe not getting to finish or not getting to start is just heartbreaking for a lot of student athletes, especially our seniors. So I think the big part is we just want to get back rolling and get people in the gym. We strive for, you know, winning and being successful, but a big part of what we try to do is create a family atmosphere. And at this point, you know, I'm just really missing my kids, you know, and missing my girls and just being around them. So anything that we can do to get back in the gym and be back together for those personal relationships would be great.
Now, with it being that the pandemic, and of course, it's been difficult, are you trying to communicate with them, maybe encourage them to do like some self-conditioning or things that they can do maybe on their own? I know they hate that word, conditioning. They hate that word. And I get it. I understand that. But what are some of the things that you're trying to do to keep them motivated in kind of the fluidity of not knowing what the season's really got ahead for us?
Yeah, I think the big part is you got to be ready when you're called on. And if, you know, it's better to be ready and then something not happen than for us to get ready to play and then you not physically be prepared. So we did some Zoom meetings over the summer where I led some conditioning sessions. They really loved that. Marley shaking her head yes over there.
Sort of a yes.
Yeah. More. She's going to lie in front of me. She wouldn't admit it. But I think the big part of it is, you know, we have kids now that want to be better and want to get in shape. And, you know, one of those things, too, not only preparing for a basketball season, but in the pandemic where you're stuck at the house and, you know, stuck in kind of a rut, you know, to be able to get up and get that exercise necessary just for your mental well-being. You know, for a lot of our kids, I think a lot of it is physical, but just to know that, you know, I'm here for them and, you know, they're there for each other, you know, in a time, I think, where that mental health is sometimes overlooked, you know, that is also important.
Exactly. Now, Marley Reynolds, mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the position you play, what grade you are, some of the things that you've kind of learned throughout this very crazy time.
Well, I'm a junior. My position, I'm a center, so I've kind of learned more just about adapting. Throughout this whole thing, I've had to adapt in the way I'm learning, in the way I live my life out in public, and also in my position, I have to adapt a lot too, because I am kind of undersized, so sometimes I might have to step out and play the outside a little bit more, so just adapting.
Excellent. And you were kind of shaking your head about some of the conditioning. Has it been a challenge for you to kind of keep yourself motivated, or is that times that come easier than others?
At times it comes easier than others. I think it has been a struggle. At the beginning, it was very easy, especially whenever we had our Zoom meetings, to kind of get out there and be more involved in my conditioning. And then as we started getting progressively into the quarantine, it just kind of got harder.
Yes. Now, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to, or maybe some goals, some aspirations that you hope will happen this season?
Well, I just hope that we have a season starting off, and I hope that we can get in there soon and start being able to become better as a team. And I know conditioning and getting stronger is a big thing for not only myself, but for our team as well.
Exactly. Now, Coach Coble, this fundraiser that we're doing, I want to remind people that 100% of anything you give, whether it's $5 or it's $5,000, it doesn't matter. Every single penny goes to the Trigg County Athletic Program. So this is across the board because there's so many things that have been affected, so many things that cost a lot of money. So how is this fundraiser going to help the girls' basketball team?
Yeah, I think the biggest part of it, you know, and we speak more generally as an athletic program, you know, we care about all sports and we're all pulling for each other. And a lot of my players play other sports as well. So, you know, any money that's given that can benefit any of our athletes in any of our sports is great. And I just want to take this time to really say I appreciate, you know, money that has been donated or that will be donated from people. We we have a great community here.
Yes, we do.
And that's shown through the fans that are at our games and the people we see out at churches and, you know, anywhere we go. So, you know, we know the kind of community we have, and we know the kind of appreciation that they show us. So, you know, it's just a big thank you to everybody.
So if things go well, when do you think you might, if things go well and we don't have any spikes or anything weird, when do you think you hope that you're going to be able to start really working with the athletes?
We actually got some news today that hopefully we're going to get to start soon. So, you know, maybe in small groups, we're still going to follow those guidelines.
Yes.
And, you know, we talk about that, you know, they talk about the different age groups that that's maybe affected by COVID, but, you know, there's other people outside of us, you know, younger athletes. And so we want to make sure to protect everybody involved. But with that being said, you know, we're kind of moving forward as usual as far as our game schedule and our practice schedule whenever that starts back October 23rd. So, you know, realistically, we're hoping to have as much of a normalcy as possible whenever we get into the season.
Exactly. And so, Marley Reynolds, is there anything else you'd like to share with us? Maybe some things that you're looking forward to just with school?
I'm looking forward to definitely getting back in the school building. I think I speak for a lot of students who... It is very hard for me to learn through the computer. I need that one-on-one contact with a teacher, and I know a lot of students don't have the support systems at home either. So I think it's very important for students to have that communication and that relationship built with their teacher.